Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
What's up? I hope you can. Hey, Dean, you can hear me?
Yeah, perfectly clear, fam.
Okay, good. All right. Hey, what's happening, you guys? God damn it. I am so stoked. I can't help myself. I've been doing so much. You know I ain't no bragging motherfucker. But I'm telling you, welcome to another one of these shows. I don't know what to say other than the fact that I'm your damn host, Rosebud, motherfucking Bitter Dose. I don't do no bullshit. I don't fuck with it at all. I don't come at you with no watered down bullshit about how men should act. You know me. I always give it to you straight lace. Straight Mac with no back, like I drank my cognac. You know how we do it? Dean. Hey, you guys, I got a guest, man. Steve the Dean is on here with me. Dean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up, man?
Hey, man. What's the matter with you? How come you're so reserved today,
nah,
brother? Because your boys got beat, huh?
No, my boys won, dog. Your boys, they won. They won. No, I'm good.
Hey, well, we got Dean here, man. Holla in anytime you want to. Hey, all you guys, I mean, shit, I've been doing a lot of things, but every once in a while I like to review. You guys know I got qualifications, degrees, and all that shit. And what you don't know is I get rewarded all the time. I get rewarded for me is down and dirty. I'm telling you, and for a long time, it wasn't really apparent that you guys understood what being dedicated to something was about. But then I've been getting a lot of responses, well, not responses, really, just emails. And in these that damn Facebook, I try to stay off it, but I don't. And I'll be getting a lot of them instant messages. And people be talking about what they see, keep putting it down, Rosewood, blah, 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 all this old stuff. But what I'm really saying is the thing about the thing about this that I don't really understand, and maybe you would, Dean, but I'm just saying a lot of these guys, you know, they see me. They Dean, you on the down low, man, not on the down low in a negative way, on the down low because you ain't all up front. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Front Street. I'm doing this. I'm doing that, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying I don't understand why these motherfuckers don't pick up on the fact that if I can do it, they can do it. I mean, I don't understand that. If you think because I was this pimping-ass dude, then I got some kind of superpowers, you know, I'm glad. And let me know where you live so I can come by and kick it with you so I can sell you this bridge I bought. But any motherfucking way, what I'm saying, I ain't got no superpowers. I just believe in what the hell I be talking about. All the stuff I be kicking at Sidewalk University, you know, all of this stuff, I really believe that stuff. You know, you want to know how serious life is. Life is very serious. You guys know I go through shit. I'm a 65-year-old man. I go through shit still. I got quit. Dean, you know, Dean, I told you about that, didn't I?
You told me about what?
Then I got quit. Nigga, I told you about my woman broke on me again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
but
I
remember,
didn't, but anyway.
Yeah, well,
oh,
on our show, you had the old girl. No, I'm saying, I didn't mean to interrupt you. On our show we did Monday, your girl was co-signing all the shit we was doing.
Oh, that's right. Dean, I'm getting old, man. Dean, I totally... That was, dang, that was almost a week ago. Do you know how long a week ago is to a 65-year-old man that didn't have some strokes? Yeah, you're right, Dean, you're right. But anyway, what I'm really leading to is that you guys should really believe in something. You don't really have to believe in what the hell I believe in. You ain't really got to believe in what Dean Man Mindset say you should believe in. But the fact that you don't believe in nothing, I'm telling you, is really detrimental to your progression. Mm-hmm. I have always believed in being proactive as far as what I'm thinking, as far as what I want to do. Dean, what you got on that?
Well, here's the thing, bud. The thing is that it's hard for them to believe because they live in the first lie. They lie to themselves. So how can you believe in anything when you steadily lying to yourself about shit that you need to be fixed?
Well, Dean, I don't know what made you call in today, but that was a very good goddamn point, because that ultimately you can't progress, none of them, because they're living in a AI world. They got artificial intelligence doing their thing. You know, I'm guilty of that shit. I don't remember the phone numbers. Like I told you, man, I didn't even recognize your number, man. I got Steve Dineen. That's all I see when I call you,
yeah.
You know. So I'm saying these guys can't be real exactly for the reason you said. No, excuse me. These guys can't really do what I'm talking about for the reason. They can't. Well, I guess they can't be real for that reason. But my point is, you're right, man. They be lying to themselves. They be faking. So if I was a liar, you know, if I was a fake, then, well, Dean, heck, you already said, man, you didn't already kicked it with my new one. What I'm saying is I don't profess to be able to go out and just, you know, catch a broad. But I done had my girl leave me before and all that damn shit, but I wasn't really saying fuck her then. Because what I'm saying is when I make that, you know, thought apparent in my mind, I got to get busy. But let me tell you something. I'm so true and so dedicated to what I believe, because like I told you, you be true to the game will be true to you. Period. All you got to do is believe that and live that. Because when I was getting dressed to go out, I looked on my, before I left, I looked on the computer and seen an instant message. Said some shit, and I started to delete the shit, but then I realized it was a bitch. So I read the shit again. Immediately I knew who it was. I ain't seen this bitch or talked to her in 8 years. And I just went, got at her, bam, 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 and end up with the bitch. What I'm saying to you guys is if a nigga is rusty, I don't care how long you ain't been on that bike for real. I mean, you could practice on that stationary bike that you call a computer. But I'm saying you could get on the real bike and realize you could still ride if you practice, or not even long, just 3 minutes of practice and let you know you can still ride. But what I'm saying is you guys not only won't take the 3 minutes to see that you can ride, you'll actually not ride for an indeterminate amount of time. So, Dean, I hate to be using you like this, man, but I usually just run my mouth. But what I'm saying is when you think of something and whatever it is, progressive, which is the only thing it's going to be, when you think of it, what goes on in your mind? What's your move?
Well, it's kind of like what you're talking about right there. You know, when you're rusty, you say you're rusty, but your rust, regardless of how much rust you may have on you, it's on the outside of you. It's not on the inside of you. So when you knock the rust off, which is a mere minute, a few seconds, you back to being who you've always been. And that's the thing, because who you are on the inside is infinite, no matter if you are dormant, retired, or if you're fucking around with somebody. So I'm just saying for what you were saying in the beginning, but what I think about is me. What I think about is what pleases me. What do I want? What is she going to do for me? Me, bud.
Excuse me. So, you guys, listen. I ain't even gotten to my show yet. Let me get started a little bit. You know, this show brought to you by AskRosewood.com. And you know my man, Steve the Dean, got that man mindset jumping off. Check that shit out. Dean, you got shows too, man. Wednesday, you got so many shows. You listen, man. I don't know your shows.
No, just Tuesday. No, just we do our show Tuesday, and I got two other two. I do everything on Tuesday now. I'm consolidating that shit.
Oh, everything on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, check that man mindset out. Follow him. Giving love. Hey, you guys, I got DVDs. I got these MP3s. And these MP3s, I mean, I have stopped talking about them. I always talk about my shit. But I used to be specific a lot more. And I'm noticing that you guys are not really taking advantage of the doggone tools. Because I'm getting so many questions about what to say, what to do. I'm getting so many little instant I'm telling you, I ignore you. That's why you don't get a response. Why would you want me to take time out from whatever time I'm taking out and answer your damn questions when I have two shows? I'd be on the show with Dean on Tuesdays. So I'm saying I got all these ways for you to ask questions, but you want to take my time and ask questions. And then when I tell you, well, hell, man, get a tool so it can help you out. Oh, no. Dean, they don't want to get the tool. So what I'm saying is, what am I supposed to do? Not get no rest? Because I'm a busy man. You know I'm making movies now, you guys. And go to my YouTube channel. This shit is free. You know, I told you, when I gave a party as a pimp, and I knew pimps was coming, I didn't have no cover charge. I'm talking about trying to hustle my pimp friends. If I couldn't afford all the weed, all the cocaine, all the alcohol, the motherfucking magicians and the goddamn entertainment, the doggone caterers and everything else, I didn't get a party, because I'd be damned if I'm going to charge my motherfucking people to come party. Just like, since I'm, you know, doing this shit, spending my motherfucking money, making this shit, since I'm doing it, and I know y'all support me, I ain't charging you to get to see it. But let me tell you something. Don't think I'm going to show you all the goddamn shit. I might show you 30 minutes of it so you can know it ain't no bullshit, so you can get into it and want to see the rest. Then I'm going to have to ask for some support, because that shit ain't free. But my point and where I'm going is that I am serious. I ain't trying to doggone have people just get part of this and part of that. I got a whole bunch of shit going, and it's all related except the entertainment part of it. That's a separate thing. But anything about manhood, anything about being educated, because you do know, not only do I have a BA degree in sociology with education concentration, I have a motherfucking master's in teaching and learning with technology. And I also have a goddamn PhD, because you know I pimped hoes daily. So what I'm saying, with those degrees, along with my university, Sidewalk University, along with my male confidence course that I'm offering. And if you read, I do have a gang of books. So I'm saying, shit, don't get me wrong. I'm as square as any of you motherfuckers are. So I'm surely not trying to degrade you if I say some shit that's a little bit over your head. It's just that's how I'm used to talking when I get to feeling like I feel. Because, you know, I got a lot of free shit that I, you know, used to offer, did that for 5 years. So I don't really offer free stuff no more. But more importantly, I just got a constant flow of information for you to get. I'm telling you, this is all for you to get free. Now, if you don't take advantage of what's free to you, don't get mad at me when I have to charge you for the shit that costs me money. I got those doggone conversation tools that you can get. I got those mentality tools that you can get. Man, if you're curious about any of this, my male confidence, any of this, SWU, any of this, hit my email, askrosewood@gmail.com, and I'll get that back at you, and we'll talk about this shit. So this is what I want to do today. I really call in. Hey, call in 657-383-0809. Because, you know, on this show, I'm going to be talking shit. I'm going to be talking about problems. I'm going to be talking about game. I'm going to be talking about how to deal with all that shit. And I'm going to be talking about how to make sure you progress up the ladder of success. This show is for motherfuckers who that want to become, they want to just become lady magnets. They just want to have real game under their belts, not just being grown-ass fucking males talking that damn shit y'all talk. So, let's just, you know, get busy with what I'm talking about. And when I start bussing, if you do feel like you want to ask me something, just call in 657-383-0809. Dean, you got anything to say, man? Because you know I'm finna start talking shit in a minute.
No, I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying before. One of the greatest investments that y'all can do is invest in yourself. And you can see with Rosewood's knowledge that he has, it would be crazy not to invest in someone who has something that y'all want. So something y'all need to think about. You got it, bud.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. 719, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, boys? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, I had to take advantage of this opportunity. I got both y'all on the line at the same time. That's some shit.
Yeah, you're right.
I was cool. for real, that's the time right there, boy. Okay, so my question is, and maybe I just need a little bit of coaching through this, or I'm thinking about it wrong, but I have a freelance business, right?
Wait, speak up.
I got a freelance. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you, but just speak up a little.
Okay, I got a freelance business, and it's not making me enough money to be able to go out and buy all the things that I feel like would be in line with, that would put me in line with myself as a man or how I think about myself. Right? So I'm wondering.
Stop right there. Stop.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
To me, whatever you say after that is wrong to me. Because your premise is wrong. To me, if you got a freelance business, which means you're an independent contractor, you got to do everything for your business. You got to make sure your business rolls. What I'm saying is for you to be thinking about whatever you want to represent as a man shouldn't be tied into the money that you need for your doggone business or the money that you're getting from it until you're making enough from your business. It's viable. Black enough for you to start taking money and do that shit. Because what should be more important to you is where you at as a man, period. Because if you was in the right place, you would know from what you saying is what you supposed to be doing. Everything else is what you're going to work to do. You have to work to get to where you want. You just because you see it right now don't mean you're supposed to be at it right now. It may be a future goal for you, bro. Dean, what you got on that?
Yeah, you're right. The biggest mistake you can make, young man, first off, is that manhood has nothing to do with your what you accumulate. That's what you do, young man. It's not who you are. So if you're saying that you're putting money into, like, Sidewalk University, if you're putting money into Rosebud's toolkits, that's totally different. But if you're putting money into other things to try to pull women or to grow yourself without any knowledge, you're not going to win this, man.
But, Dean, see, I took what he said a little different. What you said is correct, but I didn't think he was talking about even investing in himself. Well, I guess he was because he was saying things that he need to be a man. What actually saying and meant is that you got to have income. you got to be able to take care of yourself to even be able to think of what you want to do. So what I'm saying is, let's say you do want to invest in Sidewalk University or my Male Confidence course, but your business isn't allowing you to do it. You have to say to yourself, the moment I can do it, or a little bit past the moment, but soon as I can do it, I'm going to do it. You can't stop pushing your business. You ain't supposed to stop making the progression that you're making with your business so you can get this. Even if, or even though, let's say you dealt with Dean and got that man mindset shit, and that man mindset shit started you to think in a different way, and ultimately it ended up helping your business. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that's good or bad because your business is helped and you just went a different route than I'm talking about. But what I'm saying, the route that the last route I just spoke on, that's if you're a very confident man and you believe what you're thinking and you follow your own path, you know, then that's something else. But the way you're talking and the way I'm perceiving what you're saying, it's the first, man. You got to say, fuck all that shit you're thinking right now, and make you have a viable business. You don't want to wait until you like a millionaire before you start thinking about yourself, but you want it to be viable to where every month you know it's going to take care of itself. And once you see that, I mean, you're not waiting as that says. Let's say you do take my advice. If you're calling in and talking regularly, heck, you ain't really doing nothing. You're listening to us. Sure, you're going to get whatever crumbs we kicking. And when you're able, I'm saying, then, you know, either one of us, man, because we both spit the same shit. Be a man about your shit. You know, I'm different than Steve. I'm out them streets. Dean ain't out them streets, but he's saying the same shit, man mindset style, and I'm saying, you know, ass Rosebud and down and dirty style. But my point, caller, and let me hear what you got to say, caller, in a minute, after I ask you this. But make this point, I mean. But my point is, you should get your business straight. Now, what you got? What you think about what I said and what Dean said?
I fully agree with both. I mean, I highly agree that there ain't nothing outside of myself financially or monetarily that will make me more or less of a man than I already am right now. But I was checking to see that my priorities were in line in regards to, okay, making sure my business comes first and then trying to approach women.
Bro, you're not talking to kids. You don't have to explain stuff like that. But listen, stop. What I'm saying is think of this. Just think of this. This is what's wrong with you guys. I keep telling you that if you do what you think first, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to be right. 9.5 out of 10 times, you're going to be right. Why? Because your first thought is to your concern. Your first thoughts are not for you to go start a fire and create some kind of arsonist problem. Your first thought is not to go rob a bank or kill somebody or do some stupid shit. Your first thought is your thought that's going to protect whatever you're thinking about. Now, I said all that to ask you this question. How do you think you would be perceived if you would have took the other route? Instead of asking, looking for Dean's advice or my advice, taking advantage of us, not badly, I mean, you know, take advantage of us being together, I'm saying, why couldn't you think like that but present your situation in a totally different way? I got you guys together, man, and I just want to make sure I'm on the right foot. Because, you know, I'm independent. I'm doing stuff. Everything I'm doing is, like, going toward my business, man. I want my business to work. But at the same time, I'm seeing where I'm neglecting some things that I think could make me better as a man. What I'm saying is, which way would sound better? Which way would make Dean want to open his mouth and start kicking it with you about this? Which way would you feel better after talking about it?
Well, to be honest, I started going in the the second way, but you cut me off before I could finish because I presented that I got this self-business, and you were like, okay, let me cut you off right there.
Yeah, because wait. No,
but,
I didn't cut you off there.
Okay.
I didn't cut you off there. I did cut you off because when you started talking about your business, you started doubting what you were going to do. The first thing you said, you wasn't, I forget exactly, but you wasn't sure about something. All I'm saying is when I heard that, especially when I heard you talking about your own business, I cut you off because I didn't want to go into that. My point, you just made it. If you would have came off and did whatever the hell you was going to do first, just straight out said what you were doing, kicking it like you know what you're doing, but looking for some input. You kicking it with men. So we're not looking for you to kick it with us and leave without knowing anything or learning anything. So immediately we're going to see that you're making moves. This youngster is doing shit. So we're going to feel obligated to talk to you. We're going to feel obligated. You're not going to ask us for anything that's obligating us. It's that we're recognizing somebody making moves, and he even know how to talk. Because my point is, if you wasn't on a talk show and you brought that stuff to me, I wouldn't have told you shit. You're asking, man. Don't nobody tell people that's asked. I mean, I guess some people do, but I don't. I mean, if you ask me on this show, I will, because this is a talk show. You can ask questions. But if in real life, you know, when you talk to me, if you asking questions or you're making it like what I say you're going to be depending on, shoot, I'm not going to tell you nothing because it's nothing I can tell you because you're not going to do it. Because you sound like a brother that's on his way to being, you know, cool. And the only thing you could do that's going to be wrong is doubt where you're going and how you chose to get there. That's the only thing you're going to do that's wrong. Or that you could do this wrong. I think he's, from what, Dean, what you think? From what he sound like he got his head on his shoulders, right?
Well, yeah, but my only issue with him is that unless you work in a cave, I have a problem with what you're saying because you like, again, I do the Uber, the Lyft, I do the Amazon Flex, and I do the Instacart on the side to get other income, and I'm always around women. You can't. I mean, what I don't understand is that how can you not walk and chew gum? Because it walking outside your door puts you in front of a woman. No one's saying don't put your business first, but what I'm saying is you put you first. But if that is something like Bud always tells you, you got to know what you want. We know you want your business to be successful, but on the other end, you seem like you want women as well. But yet you're telling us that you don't have the time for women. That's what I'm taking, but maybe I'm wrong, but that's why.
I don't think he's saying he don't have the time. I think he's saying that he think he need other things that cost a little money that he can't afford. But you was on the point just now that I was missing kind of, man, because why can't you want your business to work, be totally focused on your business working and still be at women and still be a man and still feel manly? I'm talking to you, caller. Why does one thing interfere with the other? Otherwise, even though you didn't know it, the reason what you said about it was good to have both of us on here is just that just happened. If Dean wouldn't have been on here, you would have only gotten my feedback. And my feedback was totally where I was coming from. And Dean's feedback was totally on another plane. But what I'm saying is, it's not who's right or wrong. It's that look how much info you getting, man. And back to the question, because I'm not going to let you get away, caller. What's to say you can't chew gum and walk at the same time?
Okay, this is the way that I'm seeing it. So, I've been, because I listen to both of y'all, and it's like I do want my hat, my belt, and my shoes to be talking shit to each other when I sit down, and everything about my aura and presence when I walk in the room, dressed to the nines, like all of the whole thing to be a complete package. But I feel
Wait, stop. Let me cut you off right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing to the nine is not the complete package, even if you are dressed to the nines. Everything you were saying before you mentioned dressed to the nines is the complete package, bro. That's what I'm saying. You got your shit together. If you know your blue socks ain't matching your belt because you or whatever, your belt ain't matching your shirt or something that's not quite, you know, you can't plex on that because that's what time it is. What's cool is you know that. And what you know is when you're able, you're going to get that straight. But you're not going to think about it right now because I'm at this bitch. You got to be like that, man. You can't think about what you ain't got. You got to think about what you got. Go ahead, Dean.
But can I say something?
Yeah.
Dean, go ahead.
Caller, this is what I want to say to you. And everything Bud's saying is 1,000, but let me ask you this question. If you strip down all the clothes and all the nice clothes and the nice shoes and your nice watch and all the stuff that you have, my question to you is, when you get at a woman, can you communicate with transparency? Can you see her clear and concise messages? And anything that you say, is it going to be impactful? If you can't do that, you can dress up like Bozo the Clown or have a $3,000 Armani suit. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, your mouthpiece is going to get you where you got to go. Because Uncle Bud, I tell you, Bud can wear pajamas. Not to say he will. Bud can dress himself down. Not even just throw shit on, wear some flops, and he can still pick up a woman. Why? Because the clothes doesn't make the man. Bud makes the clothes. Because Bud is the man in the clothes. But...
Hey, let me tell you something. That's the bomb. See, and you got to understand that. The clothes didn't buy you. You bought the clothes. I ain't never walked by no store window and this coat in there that I like jumped out the window and said, hey, man, come buy me, you know, or let me get on your back. No, I got to stop, look at it, and decide to go in. What I'm saying to you, brother, is not that you're thinking wrong. It's just that any negative or lesser thinking is not good. And I spot that you're not letting yourself develop fully in a business sense because you don't suppose to worry about this type of stuff right now. I mean, Dean is right. You're supposed to be able to get your business together and get out there. But you, as far as what your point is, you know, you want to have the whole package. Is the package the clothes and the watch, like Dean said? Is that the package? Is that the completing the package? Or is that the wrapping? What I'm saying is it's not even the wrapping. It's just the bow. You understand what I'm saying, man? The package is inside the wrapping. Oh, wait a minute. The bow is on top, which is your watches and shit. The wrapping is under the bow, which is your clothes and shit. But the package, the prize, is the actual whatever is wrapped, which is you. So you have to understand that, man. Dean does. Just like you always say, Bud this, Bud that. Dean, same thing. He ain't, whatever he got on, it don't matter. He made videos of himself pulling in to get a hamburger at wherever and say something and get dizzy. It's about what you think about you, bro. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think now? First, is it different than before? Be honest.
Yes, it's different than before.
Go ahead.
I think that I need to focus more on being able to express and carry myself internally than putting my attention was on like the wrapping, but there's stuff on inside that's not addressed that I need to figure out. So that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something, man. I don't know how old you are, but I would guess you're under 23. You might be a little older. But what I'm saying is you sound like you're sharp, man. You know, a lot of people that your age that make their minds up about something like your mind is made up, instead of listening and getting understanding, they're going to defend it tooth and nail. They're going to make sure that what they're saying is heard and they're right and blah, blah, blah. And they're going to get turned, you know, me and Dave, okay, we ain't going to twist your arm. You know, but you, bro, it ain't about going for what either one of us said. It's about going for what makes sense for what you're doing. And you made that choice because that's why I asked you, what do you think? Because unless you make the choice to understand what we saying, it ain't going to do you no good. And I'm glad you did, bro. Now let me ask you this. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. You ain't much older, but, you know, goddamn it, you on the way, man. You just got to believe just what you've said the very last time. Listen to this again and fast forward it to when you said what you, the last thing you said, because that is exactly what Dean and I was trying to tell you. Ain't nothing missing except what you believe in on the inside. Get that shit straight, 100, man. I ain't gonna match you what your business is, man, but I know it's something that's gonna make money. Keep going for it, bro.
That's all day. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Hey,
you too,
yeah,
brother.
But I think
hey, Dean, that was some bomb shit you told. You said about that walking and chewing gum at the same time, because I'm telling you, I wasn't thinking of that, but that's kind of where I was coming from. What, not that you need to do both. I was saying make a decision because evidently you can't do both. But my real thoughts was what you said. I don't know. I was trying to be cool. My real thoughts was, man, you should be getting the bitches too. But
all day.
So, you know, I don't claim, Dean don't claim, neither one of us claim to be gurus or some motherfucker that can show you how to magically catch women or any of that kind of goddamn shit. But what's claimed by the both of us, and I can speak for Dean on this, is that we're able to show you how to put together a method of pursuit, and it's going to be sound, and it's going to net you results, which is what you guys are not used to. You're not used to results. I can show you how to walk and catch. But if you have situations that you could bring, you know, we could show, either one of us can show you how to deal with those. You know, it's not that you don't know how to walk, but like Dean said, some of you act like it's a real big thing to walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. You can do about 30,000 things at once if you just took the time to list them, babies. Now, more important is knowing when you have succeeded more than anything. Now, let's say you got a conversation jumping up, this woman in the crosswalk, and you see her and you kind of catching up with her. She don't actually see you coming. And when you say something to her, you're going to startle her. Period. You're going to say, oh, shit. You know, you're going to say, excuse me. You're going to be cool and all that. But you have to understand there's a particular conversation for an occasion like that. And there's a particular way for you to address startling her and everything to calm her down, because not only are you startling her, you're in the middle of the street and she don't know you. So what I'm saying, you got to be real smooth to do this shit. I have seen shit, you know, where a woman is walking in the park or on the streets, and I wanted to say something to him, and I used everything around me to get at him. But it wasn't that I used those things. It was that the way I used them to get at her, the system that we use, is dope. You got to know how to get a woman to come with you. A lot of you motherfuckers don't know. Did you say something?
Yeah, I want to disagree with you, dog, because I think you enhance everything, dog, because, you know.
What did I say that
about,
you disagree with?
No, this is a joke. No, I mean, I agree with you, but I'm saying that I think you enhance it.
What are you saying that to?
No,
because
just,
you know I say so many things.
Yeah,
what did I say to make you say that?
No, No, I'm fucking with you real quick. I'm just fucking with you. No, I'm saying that I feel like you're putting. No, I feel like you're putting yourself down. Even on putting yourself down because I think you enhance everything that you get. Like when you walk up on a woman and you use everything around you, I don't think you use it. You enhance it to show your better chances to show her why.
Oh, now I see what you're saying. You're talking about when I
right.
when I said
right.
the word used it.
Yeah,
I should have said
enhanced. Yeah, because
okay, I see. Dean, you
yeah,
know I'm a word freak, man, and that shit. I be willing
yeah,
to have to get the right
now.
Understanding. I didn't want to misunderstand. But
yeah, yeah.
But hey, that's right, man. I do it. Dean, you better quit correcting me on my show, man.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you, I do enhance the goddamn situation.
Yeah.
What's more important is that I send myself emails, in a mental email, mental instant messages, because I'm in real time. What I'm saying is that's what you guys could do. Instead of hoping to talk to me in a day or two, or Dean in a day or two, you can send yourself that same instant message. And you could use what you're thinking to do whatever you're letting stump you right now. And that's really and truly the truth. And the only reason you don't see that is because you don't allow yourself to see it. And I ain't trying to make any of you guys who have described yourself as a Mac or a player or a hustler or, you know, whatever fucking words you use to describe yourself. I ain't trying to make you insecure. I'm just trying to make you step up because you don't want to be any and everything. You want to be something in particular. You know, I haven't actually heard what you do, but I have. You have a life of luxury, and you could be a big kid and play your games and do whatever it is you think of doing that's fun, because everything else is being taken care of by the moves you made years earlier. Who can be mad at that? Except for a person that hasn't done anything for themselves, and they just want you to be like them. They're known as haters. So we both have them, and we're not going to get rid of them because we live like we speak. And this is what I'm trying to say. There's no fake in either one of us. We live like we speak. We ain't got to get a certain way. You know, matter of fact, Dean, speaking of this broad, I've been texting, Dean, and I never text before, but this is one of them text freaks, so I started texting. But the difference, and she said this. She said the reason, because I'm texting, I said, you know, I really don't be doing this texting shit. The bitch said, the reason I like texting with you is because when I see you, it's the same. It's like I'm talking to you when I text you. Because I ain't changing. You understand, Dean? I think we covered that on one of your shows, man.
Yeah.
How people text in like a superhero way, and when they come in person, they be this Clark Kent motherfucker.
you know.
Wasn't that me and you talking on your show about
that?
But
what I was saying is you could send a smoke signal. You could put it on a dove. You can put it on a paper airplane. You can put a ball of a piece of paper and throw it at the bitch. It's all going to be the same. Why? Because the way you think, how you text, talk, behave, all those things are all in order. See, that's the problem with these guys. They pretend to be somebody through their text messages. They pretend to be all these other things. Then when they get their foot in the fire and the bitch is coming up to them, they cower, and then they start getting all scary and shit. But the reason she loves talking to you is because she can feel Rosebud's voice through those messages, because those words peel off of the text and kind of just – it's an imprint on her emotional psyche. So that's why
it
she
is,
enjoys
man.
It.
You're totally right.
Wow.
You damn near listen to my convo. She was saying, man, that it ain't like, you know, you say this on the text and then when I get to you, something else. You know, you're the same way. I just can see you. But why I mention that is kind of the reverse of what we always be talking about, because Dean, I be texting and I be thinking, man, you going too hard, and I be taking a couple of minutes to text back because I be trying to think of how to sound softer, man. And then I can't. I always gotta just go hard. You know, these just, man, I don't make no deal. Bitch be talking about coming. Well, come on if you're coming, because I ain't sending it for you. And I said, damn, nigga, you ain't got to say that. And then I ended up saying that. And she said, see, that's, I knew you was going to say that. That's why I already got my ticket. The bitch said that in capital letters. I said to myself, man, this shit is so
dope, man.
Y'all
know,
don't understand,
what,
fellas. It's real. Go ahead, Dean. I hear you.
But you no, but you know what, bud? The difference is with the normal male. Can I buy your ticket? Where
yeah.
you gonna come, girl? Where can I see you? You know what? That's what I always say. If you is okay, it's 98% of what you are, bud. Because you get well, it's 100% of what you are. But the thing that helps you along where you don't need help is them. See what she does. Is she compares her previous and past relationships to you. And she realizes, I've never had anything like this. This is where the excitement comes in. This is where the juices start flowing, because it goes back to nature, bud. That's why they want to procreate with the alpha male, because of your behaviors, your tendencies, and everything that you are is straightforward. 1,000. I think what you say, like a Mack truck with no brakes or whatever the fuck you say.
Hey, a Mack truck driving at night with no moon and ain't got no headlights and his brakes is faulty. The motherfucker speeding down a one-way street. You better get out of this motherfucker way. But Dean, this stuff is true. If you really don't change. And, you know, I on your show when you be saying this stuff, since I never really text, except to my wife, I mean, you know, I wasn't really agreeing, but I wasn't disagreeing. But what I'm saying is now, since in the last week or two, I've been really doing some texting on the communications. So I be saying, nigga, why don't you call the bitch? And I mean, well, all right, I'm going to text the bitch, so all right. But I'm saying what I would say if I was on the phone. I ain't, you know, dressing it up. You know what I'm saying? But I got to thinking, man, this is kind of cool. You know, because if I did call her, then she gonna want to stay on the phone talking. And hey, nigga, when when you get tired of texting, you just start writing the word sleep, and then one of those emojis or whatever they are come on, and it'll be sleep, and you put that up there. The bitch just texts back, good night. If you was on the phone talking to the bitch, you might have to take 30 minutes to get off the phone. I know I'm tripping, man, but that shit is cool. But any motherfucking way, you guys, the reason I want you to step it up is that there's really such people as who you pretend to be, players, Max, hustlers, or whatever. There's really people like that. And the difference is, it's a major difference in what you do and what they do. You know, all you guys have, you know, took those names, those men's names and titles, and, you know, you just done everything in life with it, what they never would do, and you didn't completely ruin what they represented. And when it comes to women, just like each one of those motherfuckers knew, which what you guys don't know, it shouldn't matter how attractive she is. When you meet her, it should not matter what she looks like. Well, I mean, some people want really gorgeous women. I mean, if it's about the arm candy or whatever, you know, I'll take a big fat bitch if she worth her weight in gold. Because a little skinny bitch weighing 100 pounds, she worth her weight in gold. Shit. What about that 300-pound bitch worth her weight in gold? Hell. You got to be able to charge abroad, is what I'm saying.
You know,
guys get caught up. And go ahead, Dave. Did I hear you say something?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you, dog. I just wanted to say, piggyback off what you're saying. A lot of guys can't believe that men like you and myself, when we meet a woman, our thought process isn't about getting the ass, because that's already on the table. So we ain't thinking about that shit. We thinking about, what are you going to do to get my attention, number one? And then number two is, what are you going to do to get my time? And these guys can't even comprehend what I just said, because they say, what do you mean? Your time? Me? My? What about her? And that's the problem, because I'm not here to please you, bitch. You're here to please me, because I'm the sun, moon, and stars. Like you say, bud, I'm everything. So I can meet a million bitches like you all day, but you'll never meet a motherfucker like me. But you've got to be able to back that up like you can. So I just
you got to be able to back it up, Dean. Hey, Dean, my life, hey, baby, there is another motherfucker. I think it's two motherfuckers in this world like me. One of them motherfuckers is in the far eastern corner of the world, and the other one is in the far western corner of the world. And the average bitch ain't got no that much time to go looking for a motherfucker when he's right in front of her. You gotta, hey, talking shit, you know, you gotta be able to do that. But like Dean said, it's very important to be able to back that shit up. You gotta be able to. Dean, you know, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I did have it brought on one of my other, I think it was my Thursday, was it Sunday? Yeah, it was my Thursday show. And I asked her, tell these motherfuckers what you like, you know, about me. And she didn't say exactly what I wanted her to say, but she did mention, excuse me, 314 and 732, I see you guys just a minute. She did mention how the house, I don't live in no big old house, and I don't live
house
in no luxurious
order.
Neighborhood.
In order.
The house
in order.
Was in order, man.
In order.
She said, dang,
yeah,
it looks like a woman lives here. I said, a woman do live here, my daughter, but I take care of this motherfucker, man. She commented on my plants. That was the first thing she did. I got like 20 or 30 of them motherfuckers in my living room, and they're all nice and shit. And then I say, well, go get me some water. She said, look at, you know, all my shit, same color, you know, matching shit. Man, all of that stuff matters. It fucking matters, because what it does is leave an indelible impression in her mind that you got your shit together. And everything she says to you after she thinks that, she's going to be trying her damnedest to have her shit together. 314, what's happening? Go ahead, Dean.
Real quick, bud, you know the most remarkable thing to me is that your girl never met me on Tuesday. You remember Tuesday show? She never met me. But as soon as she heard you and I chopping it up, her jaw was dropped. You remember that? My mind was blown. She's like, these motherfuckers are on some real shit.
She couldn't believe we was talking about that shit, Dean. What's up,
3-1
caller?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to just kind of elaborate. I just wanted to let you guys know, man, that I really appreciate y'all. My name is Jeff, man, Jeff Montgomery Bay, and Rosebud.
Jeff,
I'll be...
what's happening, man?
What's up, man? I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Man, tomorrow you're going to be doing hella better.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Hey, I just want to let you guys know, man, I'm 48 years old, and it's such a rarity, man. The jewels that you are dropping, because I believe, man, it's probably less than 10% of the men in the world that's really doing what they want to do, man. You know, a lot of guys on jobs and they making a living, and they in relationships, man, that they not happy with. You know, and
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, it's just a blessing, man. That's what I've just been so empty, man, because it's like I went up to the top and then I came back down due to an addiction, and I'm on my way back up. I've been clean for a couple of years, man, and I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to say this. I ain't trying to hold you guys hostage. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, man, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, man, and that's being around.
Hey, let me tell you something else, man. Let me tell you, addiction is a motherfucker, man, but the help, you know, whatever, insurance, all that bullshit, you know, that helps. But the help you seeking now, not that I am this, that, and the other compared to a counselor. What I'm saying is the help you seeking is the self-help. That's the help you need to control every goddamn thing, addictions and anything else. And that's what the dean, that's what I are trying to put in motion to all the dudes, because a lot of dudes do not understand their problems stem from going for what everybody say they should do instead of believing in themselves. I try my best to never follow. I mean, I'm not saying that it's bad to follow. I just want to be the leader, meaning I got to think of shit. I got to think of something to do. And if you think of it and you don't go pursue it, I think you full of shit. And I don't ever want to represent that, man. And I appreciate you calling me, man. Let me get my other callers, man. 732, what's happening with you?
What's going on? How you doing?
This is Garmel, and I got your voice, man. What's happening?
Oh, most deaf. You already know. Listen, but what's your PayPal information?
Do what?
Your PayPal information.
Oh, man, paypal.com, man. That's all you need. And then when you, if you're finna get something, you just go to the send money tab. And then just send whatever payment or whatever to Ask Rosewood, my email address, AskRosewood@gmail.com,
okay.
And then, you know, I hit you right away.
Most definitely, yeah, because, you know, you definitely been a blessing to us. You know, you constantly dropping game on us every single Sunday, every single Thursday. You got Steve Dean on the line dropping game. So, you know, I wanted to donate to you, you know, be a little bit of a blessing to you as well. You know what I mean?
Hey, man,
so
I wish other brothers felt like that, and I sure would appreciate it because, hey, Garmel, I ain't turning down nothing but my collar.
So
thanks,
I'm about to
brother,
make that donation right now. I'm about to make that donation right now, and I'm going to hit you back and see if you got it.
All right, brother, for sure. Thanks.
All right.
Respect.
Hey, so the thing – see, I love that, Dean. That was cool. See, the thing about me as far as – you know, not giving a damn about what a woman look like, is because whatever they look like, they're going to look hella better after being with me. That's just period. Because I'm going to enlighten her with all this information I got, and I'm going to make her day brighter, her night brighter. Her life is going to be brighter. And she's just going to feel better about herself and have a more confident approach. And the reason being, whenever I ride by, she gonna see a motherfucker. And then whenever she get to talk to me, she gonna get to actually, you know, interact or engage with a motherfucker. And it's just gonna make her always want to perform at her height. And that's what you should think about yourself, Dean. What you think about that?
Well, again, I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I don't think she's performing at her height. She's performing to your standards because she has
but
never
my
been
standard
with a man.
Is her height.
Right, exactly. Well, yes, I agree then because you know what a lot of y'all guys got to understand is with Bud, she has to realize she's a representation of Rosebud. So that means she's got to be on her P's and Q's, like I said, to either get his time or get his attention because she knows this one thing, that at any time, Rosebud can snap his motherfucking fingers and find somebody else. So what does she have to do to maintain his attention? What does she have to do to keep his time? That's what we're trying to say. But, no, I agree with you. Sort of disagree, but I agree. But we're on the right thing. So,
Dean, we just, you know, you left-handed and I'm right-handed, but we still could draw.
Yeah, no doubt.
see, the thing is, it doesn't matter exactly how you say it. I mean, he could throw a wind up underhand sideways darting and it still hit the goddamn the bullseye. And I could throw it perfect the way they say throw darts and I still hit the bullseye. Who's the best? God damn it.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
It don't matter who the best if we both hitting bullseyes. See, to show a woman that you know you'll make her more beautiful is such a conceited way to think about yourself. But she's going to love it that you are. Especially if you say, girl, you looking better. Heck, how long you been with me? 30 minutes. Oh, shit, you done improved. And, you know, you got to let her know what you think about yourself. And even though she could feel you're kind of vain. Is she vain? Because I'm saying she look in the mirror. If she don't like what she sees, she gonna change her eyes, the color of them. And if she don't like her eyebrows, she gonna cut them off and draw some more. And if she don't like her hair, she gonna put on a wig. And then she gonna put on some lipstick because she don't like her lips. Then she gonna draw lines around her lips because she don't like what size they are. Women hate themselves, fellas. You got to understand this shit. We love ourselves. We wash our face and brush our teeth and comb our hair and we ready to go. Because we're not trying to pretend, at least, you know, people like the Dean and myself is not trying to pretend like you fellas. I'm sure you guys leave out the house and then run into the phone booth and change into Superman and, you know, do your thing, man. But I'm telling you, when you got it, like, we got it. We ain't trying to change. You know, we get her to see what we talking about by just being knowledgeable about lipstick. You know, get to talking about how lipstick should complement the curve of your lip and woo woo woo. And for it to do that, you know, you got to be able to put it on so it lines up like woo woo woo. And baby, listening to a motherfucker, and the next thing you know, she pulling down that wind sun visor, see the mirror, look, checking her lips. Yeah, I ain't told her this done about her lips, but she know I know what I'm looking at. Man, you got to know how to train a broad. You just got to know. Dean, what you got on that, man?
No, that's, you know, we was laughing about this a few weeks ago. I was saying, guys, if a woman doesn't ask you within the first three questions, are you that kind of guy, are you a player, or you got a lot of women, and you're not doing it right. Because as soon as Rosebud even talks about that lipstick, she going to think only a motherfucker that gives women knows about things like this. Knows about curves and knows about textures and knows about lipstick and all the other stuff he's talking about. Then she's going to start asking him questions because then he has just pulled her in because her curiosity has just turned to attention. You got my attention now. Now I see why you are different than the other guys who say, what do you do for a living? And who's your last boyfriend? And, you know, can we go out sometime? All that bullshit. So, you know.
So when they do get to see that stuff, I mean, you're just different. You're different to them. And whether you know it or not, fellas, along with your conversations, this is how you really fuck a bitch. You know, this stuff is mind-fucking her. You know, it's already making her, when she see you such a motherfucker and you ain't rushing to the goddamn bed, she want to try to get you. And let me dang, I never had this happen either this past weekend. You know, at first I was trying to make a move, and baby said, not yet. We're doing ready. You know, and I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm not going to fuck with you no more. So I'm like, I don't know, some hours later, man, that motherfucker looked at me and talked about, I'm ready. I said to myself, what? Because I think I was on the computer, man, you know, talking to the bitch while I was on the computer, but I was still shooting bullets, Dean. You know, I ain't got to be looking at you to shoot you in the heart, you know, especially if I'm talking to a bitch. I'm like a blind, one of them blind senseis, man. And if you make any noise, I know where you at, motherfucker. Shit. But baby, see, I'm ready. And it just, I said, well, bring your motherfucker ass. Nigga, bitch, too long today. I say to myself, man, I guess if you want to just wait and all that shit, I guess these motherfuckers shit work, man. I never did that shit before, oh, man. Wait. Bitch, please. Wait, suck the ship. Too much weight, goddammit. Anyway, this is what I'm saying. You got to have a set of principles to guide you, especially when you're pursuing a woman. You got to know what you will or what you will not do. Now, what's the first thing you do? Damn near all you motherfuckers, what's the first thing you do when you run it? excuse me. When you run into a woman who seems like she's giving you some action. Now, you guys probably think I'm bullshitting, but I got MP3s about what to do in that case, but I bet none of you really know. The things to do when you're speaking to a woman and how to make them effective catchphrases. Hey, if you don't know how to talk, you can have the slickest thing in the world of saying, if you don't put the right emphasis on it and say it at the right time, that shit is just English. That bitch don't care. Man, and you can say some real corny shit. God damn it. Fuck, I can't even. Oh, where's my phone? Because I text some real. Man, my phone ain't even in here. Man, I text some real corny shit this morning. Dang, hey, that's. matter of fact, that's what made me. I said to myself, man, what if this goddamn bitch took this shit and put it on Facebook? People wouldn't believe this me talking. I said some real corny shit, but that bitch was like, my king, all this old damn shit, bitch. Don't nobody want to hear that motherfucking shit. I'm not no Sir Lancelot type motherfucker. I'm a Sir Pay a Lot, Sir Get Paid a Lot motherfucker. Shit, that's who I am. You such a motherfucker. And that's all they be saying. Dang, you so crazy. Yeah, when they don't argue about the shit, you know you're getting to them with it. Because, you know, I'm going to have that bitch doing some shit, man. And I'm going to give you two scenarios. Two scenarios to catch in. And I'm speaking to, most times, two kind of dudes. You know, I'm speaking to the motherfucker that think he can catch. And I'm speaking to the motherfucker that don't think he can catch. And both of you motherfuckers have the same mentality about catching. But not the same tactics. Now, the motherfucker that think he can't catch, if you getting at a woman, and you see if you can take her on a little excursion, a ride will do. Now, I know you motherfuckers think, how could I ever get her in the car? Well, I mean, I ain't finna tell you all that, because that ain't what I'm doing right now. But the scenario goes a little like this here. You get the broad in the car and y'all talking. Well, at least you're talking. Now, I don't know. Well, let's put it like this. If Dean and I, or I was in the car, we'd be talking. And we'd be going on this ride. And during this ride, we'd make a fake phone call to some broad. At least I know I would. I ain't gonna include Dean in this. And I'd make an excuse to that bitch as to why I won't be able to make the lunch or dinner, whatever time of day it is. And I'd say because I was busy. Now, baby is sitting there trying to act like she ain't listening to me. And I know she's listening because ain't nobody even on the phone. Anyway. Say, when you catch a new broad, you know, and she's aware of what kind of motherfucker you are, see, you better prepare to speak on any of her concerns. And naturally, this bitch is concerned about you being a player since she overheard your convo. So I plan every goddamn thing. I'm not like you motherfuckers. I'm not going to get thrown off. And I'm already set this in motion. And if you're smart like me, you better start playing this shit, too. But anyway, I faked this call, so I must have wanted her to ask me about it. Don't you think? Now, evidently, her asking me about it, my answer is going to get her closer to being mine. So what I'm saying is, when the bitch asks me about it, I'm going to look dead into that motherfucking bitch's eyes, and I'm going to say, damn, baby, I'm sure you don't want a man that don't nobody else won't, do you? And when I finish that statement, I'm going to crack up. Did I tell her, yes, I'm a player? What did I tell her, fellas? See, what I'm saying is I didn't tell the bitch nothing. Bitch, you can't question me, because you're going to be more confused than you were before you asked the question. If I don't want to answer it, and I'm going to be answering it when I talk to you, because I certainly sounded like I was answering her. And if you really dissect that sentence, I was answering her. She was saying, asking me about being a player, and all I said was, I'm sure you don't want a man that don't nobody else want. Otherwise, hell yeah, I'm a player. A gang of bitches want me. See, two things you're establishing at this point. First and foremost, most importantly, you're establishing with that bitch that you ain't afraid for her to know you have other women. And secondly, you establishing that you met me as a player, I'm going to be a player. Now, if you do this shit correctly, she is not going to want to get out the car. She's going to scoot closer to your ass. I've had it happen a zillion times. Once you done made this move, you're going to need to do something ultra important. And it's almost fucking impossible to do. Your ass is going to need to be absolutely quiet for about 5 minutes. After you did this shit, and see, you can, when you say this shit about, you know, you don't want no motherfucker that don't have no other women, she gonna like, you're gonna see her body relax. You're gonna see it. You be looking out the corner of your eye. She's gonna relax. And this is when that you be quiet, because now it's all soaking in, and you're letting it soak in. And as you do, she's going to want you to tell her that something's wrong, because she may even ask you what's wrong because you're being quiet. And you smile. You look at her and smile, but you don't say shit. Now, what are you doing here? See, fellas, this is how you make a bitch commit to you. Not a commitment of marriage or anything like that, but you making her commit to accepting you as who you are, because you're giving her an opportunity in this silence to voice her whatever, not liking it. And this is very important for you to do. And it's just as important for you to allow it to develop on its own. So you got to be quiet after you say this shit. And when you add a woman, nothing should happen accidentally, unless you actually want something to happen accidentally on purpose. You know, a bronze can feel when you're controlling her. Dean, I know you hear me. Hey, no. They can feel when you're controlling her, man. She loves that feeling in any romance. For her, it's the next best feeling to sex. And it's the truth.
Like,
it's the true foreplay, man. You controlling her, she will never actually say she loves it. But the sure way you can tell is if she is quiet and listening to your every word when you start talking. See, being quiet and listening are two things that a woman do not do at the same time. You know, unless you have full control over her thoughts at that moment.
Well,
and it only involves having the correct flow and a steady conversation. Go ahead, Dean. I hear you saying something.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The reason that what Bud is saying is so right is because most of these women are so used to controlling y'all guys that she doesn't know how to act or respond when she's being led by a man. Most women are always controlling the narrative, making y'all do the tricks, like she's Geppetto and y'all Pinocchio. Rosebud comes along, cuts the motherfucking strings, and say, look here, we're going to do things my way. And if you don't do things my way, bitch, you get the fuck off and keep going, because I got a lot of other women lined up, and women are very competitive. They want to be the number one thing in Rosebud's world. The only way they're going to do that is they're going to have to shut the fuck up, submit, and serve.
See, if you got the correct timing and flow, man, it's no way you going to miss. You don't even have to ask the bitch to be quiet. Women will automatically submit to a man she see that can deal effectively with her and handle himself at the same time. Missy looks for this kind of dude whenever she out and about, but she rarely ever see this motherfucker, if ever. There's qualities that you got to show quickly in a conversation if you want to catch. And control is one of them. And it's not forcibly controlling anything. When you show your leadership quality in a conversation, it attracts her emotionally, because women, they're not passive, so to say, but they want to follow a motherfucker. They just do. When you show her that you know how to entertain, you know, and show her that, you know what pleases her, and that you know she's attracted to you in a sexual manner. You sure you know all that, but that's playing second fiddle to what you want to do right now? Come on, man. She can't. You're killing her. You know, there's certain skills you have to show her. If you want to catch, you need to know, she need to know, that you ain't scared of shit. Not a foolish fearlessness, but you can handle most all situations that you're going to come across. Another thing is, you know, when it comes to catching, women like to know that you can rephrase what they say to mean what you want it to mean, instead of just telling her what you wanted it to mean. This is a communication tactic And this is all undressing her, bro. I'm trying to tell you, man, I very seldom have to ask a bitch for some pussy. I mean, god damn. You know, they always make moves to let me, you know, all right, I'm following whatever to the bed. Oh, now you're trying to go with it. Because I make them hot. And another thing that's important is knowing when and how to lighten up the mood. This shit is in my course. I speak about paying attention to what is actually going on as opposed to thinking something is going on. Because that's where you guys make hella mistakes. You know, you never are sure. You got to be sure. You should never not know what's going on in real time when you're speaking with a woman. Things can get cloudy, but that's only when you allow her to lead the conversation. At least that's the way I, you know, perceive what I'm talking about. And I ain't got no problem catching. I'm telling you, man, it took me 2 weeks, so that's a long time. That's a long time. But I know motherfuckers been out there 2 years talking the same shit, doing every motherfucking 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, going to the clubs every weekend, talking that same goddamn bullshit, standing on the side, buying drinks with bitches, and the only bitch you get to take home is an old ex-prostitute. Fuck that. Women don't talk in a straight line. And if you allow them to lead the conversation, you're going to be all over the room trying to follow that bitch. That's why in order to never follow a woman's lead, you should always interpret what she says to your own words and make sure in the course of that you're asking her, is that what she's talking about? Because that's how you took it, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. And when she hear that, and even if she says no, keep the conversation there, because that's what you said. Make her defend that for a few seconds, then take it somewhere else. When she responds to your question, you got to be quick with it and take it further with another statement or question and go to where you got to be able to take it to where you want to go. See, you guys let a bitch question you. You don't question me, fool. You know, you can ask me a question, but you damn still can't question me. At least that's how I present myself, man. Shit, Dean, what you got on that?
Well, what Rosebud just said is really, really important to understand. You can ask him a question, but you cannot question his manhood. See what he's saying to you guys? But for a lot of you guys out there, since y'all don't understand where Rosebud's coming from, because y'all ain't in Sidewalk University, the problem is that y'all have these kite mindsets. Wherever the wind blows, that's where you go. Whatever she says, that's what you want to do. Whatever you want her to do, where you want to go eat, where you want to do this, and all this other stuff. Nah, if you're doing it right, the only question she should be asking men like Rosebud is, when can I see you? Where do you want to go out tonight? What do you want to eat? You see what I'm saying? Those are the questions we're talking about. They never.
Dean, the best question of all is, can I do anything else for you? that's what my woman be asking me all the time. Can I get you anything else? Or out the blue, can I get you anything, babe? Nah, baby, I'm, you know, that shit makes me. Well, Dean, now don't you start jumping down my throat because I say this, man, because I know you, man. But anyway, I go buy my bitch something, goddammit, you know, out the clear blue, you know, just to go do it.
No, you can do it. No, that's cool, man. Look, it's when they did. Look, when they earn it, you do it. You just don't buy a bitch something that disrespects you, questions your authority, and treats you like shit. That's what they're doing. But here's the
thing.
And let me explain what Rosebud's saying on the man mindset side of this. See, Rosebud can walk down the street and find a daisy or a flower in the garden and pick that motherfucker and give it to a woman. Rosebud can do whatever he wants to do. Why? Because he never puts women first. He is always first no matter what the situation is. And I've always said, Rosebud, if you put anything you put in front of you, you worship. And that's the problem with these guys. See, they worship, so then they may become thirsty. So what you do, Rosebud, is because you worship you, and you're doing it because you want to do it. You're not doing it for sex. You're doing it because you want to do it. These guys feel like they have to do it, and that's the problem, fam.
Yeah, that's a big difference, man, because if you don't want to do it and you do it, she going to feel that too. And she going to accept that guilt just as well as she accept the one that she did want. Because bitches love gifts coming from suckers. Shit. They adore gifts coming from motherfuckers like me. That's why, like you said, I could go pick one of them damn things that got the little wishes on it in the yard and bring it. And bitch can't... Yeah, let's stand outside and blow these wishes off, baby. Oh, that's so romantic. Come on,
hey,
girl.
But check it out. Check it out. See, what y'all guys understand, whenever you go over a bitch's house, you always go in her bedroom and there's some wilted flower on her wall or some wilted flower in her little book in her diary. That's for motherfuckers like Rosebud because they cherish that shit. They will hold on to that shit because that's the only link that she has to a man. So whenever y'all go in a woman's house and y'all notice some wilted flowers or some old, like, molded-ass shit. Because the real
Dean, these motherfuckers going to be looking all over them bitches' houses now trying to see some fucking wilted flowers, man. You so cold to tell these motherfuckers that shit. Hey, check this out, though. This is very important for you guys. Never follow a woman's lead. Never. The thing is, if you respond to her lead, she's just going to get on the roll. And you're going to end up arguing with her or bumping heads through the rest of the conversation. Because women, once they take the lead, they don't realize they have the lead. They just start talking shit. Whereas a dude, long as he had the lead, he is at least trying to, you know, take it to where he's trying to take it to. The broad ain't never trying to go nowhere. It's very seldom you're going to run into a broad that walks up to you and really, you know, be hitting on you, trying to give you some action. Because they always know you want them. So, you know, in order to, you know, never to allow her to lead you, you have to be thinking these things. And no matter what stage of your conversation that you're in, you just should never forget the power of humor. Humor has some kind of power over women, especially when they're thinking about giving in to you. And she's been kind of giving you a hard time, and you can tell, and you just play it off with some humorous shit. The bitch gonna say laughing, and they always say this, you something else. That's right, baby. Mm-hmm. Keep them on. pin them drawers to your damn bra, bitch, because as soon as you say, you something else, or they say, some shit like that, they crazy about you when they do that. So what I'm saying, sometimes shit gets serious too quick. This is why you need to have the proper mastery of lightening the mood. You know, mastering the skill like lightening the mood is going to pay big dividends if you do it properly. Now, I just laced UL7s out there with some peer game, and I'm telling you, my MP3s are doper. Now, for you motherfuckers out there that think you can catch, I done told you, I'm a time freak. And fucking with me, you got to have some order. I got to have order to it. So what I mean is when you at a broad and you want to catch her simply because you got her, or you got her to want to speak to you, that don't mean she wants you to, you know, catch her or she want to pay you. So your objective is to get her to want to pay you. So before you get her your car, you know, she's supposed to already know you're a pimp. Before you fucking, make any kind of move, she's supposed to know this shit because you're going to have to tell her. You can't be sneaking this kind of shit on no bras because they find out at the wrong time and you catch them off guard, you liable to have a problem, a real problem, with the police. So you got to be up front. They know you a motherfucker that, you know how to fuck with women. And like I said, right now you realize she just want to talk to you. So it's your job to catch her. And you have to say and do the things that you think or you know gonna attract her more to you. And as you do these things, you're gonna have to be attentive to assure you don't miss any signs, because when you're doing these things, her body language is gonna be speaking much more than the words coming out of her goddamn mouth. So we didn't already learn that timing is very important when you had a woman and you're trying to seduce her, you know, for the evening. But it's more important when you're trying to get her to pay you. So the biggest mistake you motherfuckers make is you don't think you have to catch the bra. You think if they speak to you, they supposed to automatically come and do all kind of shit for you. See, this is just the most fantasy you motherfuckers made up so you can fit in. You could never have the words needed to put together to have a real hole, but, you know, that's why so many of you motherfuckers today be talking about hoes ain't shit, when in reality it's you who ain't shit. But you're supposed to use this as an opportunity to show her who she'll be fucking with, and this is your opportunity to catch. And the initial conversation that a dude like you have is only to set up a real time to talk one-on-one after all the important information is exposed. Now, you got to always be playing. So you have to always make sure before you take off, you have to suddenly change your mind about fucking with her. Otherwise, y'all been talking, and she kind of liking you. This the catch move right here. You got to change your mind. Look, you know what? I got something to do. Now, what I'm saying is, let's say you didn't walk to the car with her, or she might be sitting in the car before y'all take off. You got to pop the locks and tell her you realize that all she want to do is talk, and you ain't really trying to talk. You're really trying to fuck with somebody that want to do something. So you pop the goddamn locks and you say something like, you know what, I don't have time to ride around and seem to be talking with, you know, with somebody fine as your motherfucking ass is. You're going to have to get out. Now, if she get out, fuck her, because you wasn't going to catch her. But 9 out of 10 times, she ain't going to get out. She is not. You got to recognize that, and you keep it moving. But, like I'm saying, if she don't get out, you relax. And you stay at her with the same pressure you was kicking it at her, and you let her know that she, you know, she ain't really got to do no hoeing, you know, but if you stay in the car, you do got to want to fuck with me. Now, what I'm saying, she already know what you do. If the bitch stay in the car, she's telling you that she wants to fuck with you. So you got to be cool. You got to know how to play your hand. If she's in the car, she already like you. So you don't have to be any other than the real you at this point. You know, just don't allow no sex to get into the conversation. Now, if you're in the right frame of mind, you're going to realize she knows that you know, got some game, and you've gotten her to say in more than one way that she wants to fuck with you, even if she didn't say those words. So all you have to do is lure her in with sexual innuendos and all of your statements from this point on. People like us, we use sex. Sex don't use us. This is a major difference between us and the rest of you motherfuckers. I can, without a shadow of a doubt, prove to you I'm correct. And everything I say, all I have to say is, women pay us. Dean, come on, Dean. They is that enough? They pay to be with us. We ain't got to fuck
they
with
pay.
Them to receive the payment. Go ahead, Dean.
You know, it remind you ever see Purple Rain, Rosebud?
Yeah.
I always use this analogy. See, the thing about that movie, Prince was looking at a guitar, right? He's looking at that white guitar, right?
Yeah.
And he was chilling out his head. Hey, the bitch saw that he liked the guitar. She went to work. And then later on that night, when she got her money, she brought a present and a gift for him. He didn't do anything. She was paying for his time. That's what they want to say. I know that's old for a lot of you guys. Let me fast forward. Everything Bud is telling y'all is absolutely right. Y'all have never imagined in your wildest dreams that a woman will actually pay for stuff, buy you jewelry, buy lingerie for you, take you shopping to see if there's something that you like or she notices that you like, so then she can go back and buy it off of either her money or some sucker's money. Because don't get it twisted. Sometimes these women don't even use their money to buy things for us. They use your money to buy things for us. But
Dean, you ain't supposed to be putting them up on that, man. hey, what's
my
up
man,
with the
dog.
Player code, man?
My man, dog.
Hey, you guys, look.
Damn.
Hey, we got 5 seconds. I'm getting out. You know, I do no overtime. I am so happy you was on here, Dean, man. You really made my night, man. That was a very good surprise. And all you guys, you was blessed. Wait a minute, 732 coming back on here, man. 7132, Jesus Christ. 713, what's up?
Hey, this is Dave. I just want to say SWU semester starts tomorrow, October 1st. Get in where you fit in.
Get in where you fit in, for sure, Dave. 732, what's happening?
But listen, I want to get back into that SWV. I mean, the SWU University.
Hey, man, hit me, Carmella, so we can kick it.
Yeah, most def, man. And I sent you that donation, too, man.
All right, man, for sure,
man.
We'll talk about that as soon as I get off the line.
Most def.
All right, you guys, that's it for tonight. Dean, like I say, man, that was dope you came on there, man. I appreciate it. But I'm gone, you guys.
All right, guys.